This was meant to be 20 minutes, and okay. In 20 minutes I was meant to explain why you should maybe or should not try securing your network with OpenBSD. So a disclaimer, I'm from the UK, and therefore I've only really got experience of doing this with UK ISPs. ISPs assign addresses differently. This is also not an in-depth guide, it's only 20 minutes, I can't go through all the specifics of the networking for it. And networking is personal, each person's network is different, so you would need to adapt whatever configuration I would have provided if I had time. As a disclaimer, there is a gift at the end of, I'll have a QR code at the end of the talk, and that goes to, it goes to the GitHub. I was meant to upload example configs to play with so that it's easier to get into. But I didn't get time to push these before the talk, and I will do that by Monday. So if you hold on to the link, by Monday it should be up there and you will be able to play with them. So why would you want to use OpenBSD on a router? Well, firstly, ISP routers include, in every time I refer to ISP routers in the talk, I also include off-the-shelf routers, so TP-Link, etc. They run proprietary versions of Linux, and the main issue with this is that they go end of life quickly, and they do not get reliable security patches, often leaving your network open to attackers. It also, they limit how much control you actually have over your network. So for those who really care about having the freedom to configure their own network, this is one way of doing so. So the benefits of using OpenBSD for routing. Firstly, it's free and open source under ISE, and it's permissively licensed, so it's business friendly, basically. Their security patches release very quickly and can be applied by Syspatch, and which handles all of the patching of the system for you. You've got full control of your network with OpenBSD. You've also got access to additional features such as VLANs, which most consumer hardware would limit you access to. Often you need to buy business grade hardware for this. And even though consumer hardware could technically do it, it's software limited because of the proprietary operating system on it. Using OpenBSD is general purpose, so not only can it route your traffic for your network, but you can also add additional functions to it. So you can technically have it as a basic file server as well, or what I like to do with it is use unbound and verify DNSSEC on it to stop DNS spoofing or man-in-the-middle attacks, because DNS is unencrypted. The security patches come directly from upstream, so with Linux-based images, you would have the security patch pushed to Linux, and then you would rely on the OEM to actually ship you that security patch, which in the case of most embedded routers, you very rarely get anything but critical security patches. All the utilities needed for a small or medium-sized network is within the OpenBSD base, so you very rarely need to add any additional software from the ports. And the benefits of using OpenBSD over Linux is that the base is one complete system, so you don't have to worry about updating packages. Syspatch will do everything for you. The downsides of using OpenBSD for a router is that the current file system used, fast file system, does not journal. The issue with this is a lot of people are used to unplugging their routers from the switch or directly without actually powering them off. If you do this to an OpenBSD router, FSCheck will fail, and this can cause file system corruption. This can be solved by using a UPS, but it is a hefty drawback. Hardware support isn't as wide as Linux, so you do have to be careful about what hardware you try to use it on. And the network stack is not as performant as VBSD, and there can be some hefty bottlenecks. So if performance is important, you may want to use a operating system such as PFSense or use FreeBSD instead. So why not OpenWRT? Well, it's used for embedded hardware, and this means that there's very limited set of hardware. There is a big table of supported hardware, but each embedded hardware has to be supported separately. With OpenBSD, any general purpose machine can be used as a router, provided that it has enough Ethernet ports for your network. So it can run on most computers, and any old laptop will probably suffice. Why not pfSense? Well, there's not really many reasons other than the fact that you can do it all over CLI via SSH, and that OpenBSD Simply Caller. So for the hardware requirements of it, you can use any old hardware. So if you've got something lying around, instead of throwing it in the bin, you can turn it into a more secure router for your network. But you need to ensure that you have two Ethernet ports. Most devices will not have this, so a cheeky way around it is using USB NICs. The performance isn't amazing, but it allows you to have use any hardware you wish. You will preferably want it to have a low power consumption, because this will have to run 24/7, and if you're using a big desktop which draws lots of power, your energy bill will probably hurt the bank. You probably also want a network switch to connect more devices, because consumer hardware isn't designed for having lots of Ethernet ports, although you can add network interface cards in order to increase it. A managed switch could be useful, because you can do routing on a stick, where you use a VLAN trunk on your LAN interface to then separate off multiple networks virtually. The software requirements for it is to mimic a ISP / off-the-shelf router, you will need DHCP, unless you want to configure every device yourself. DHCPD is included in OpenBSD base, so you don't have to install anything further. You'll need a firewall, mainly just for NAT and blocking incoming packets to the network, because by default you should. PF is OpenBSD native firewall, and it's very powerful and very easy to use for people who haven't done, who are not experienced with firewalling. You optionally can add recursive DNS using Unbound, which I explained that I do myself earlier. The benefit of this is you don't have to rely on any upstream recursive DNS server, but also allows you to validate DNSSEC. For IPv6, you want Slack, which you need RAD, which is also included within base. So how do we actually do this? For a very basic network, you only need two interfaces, one for WAN, which you would connect to whatever your ISP provides you, whether that's a modem or an ONT. This is where it differs on setup, because some ISPs can use PPRE and some may use DHCP. This is personal to your network and has to be changed accordingly. For LAN, you pick a range from RFC 1918, which is any private IP range. You want to run TCPD on your LAN to allocate the addresses. And if you are using IPv6, you'd want RAD on your LAN to advertise the IPv6 block. So as for basis of firewalling for it, you want to block everything by default. And that is default to most firewalls. You will need to, unless you've got an abundance of IPv4 addresses, you'll need a NAT. You can block in Martian packets, so private IP addresses coming in and around is not 100% required, because an ISP should never pass you it, but it is good practice to do so. And optionally, you can block block packets coming in from known spammers using spam lists. And that's pretty much it. So once you have a solid foundation, you can build on an OpenBSD a lot. So firstly, you'd want to track your configuration in VCS, such as Git, so that any changes you make to your configs can be tracked, and also so that you can easily recover from a failure. You can introduce more networks. This is what I referenced earlier, VLANing, allowing you to separate off multiple networks and keeping them separate from one another. So for example, if you've got a business, you might want to separate off your Wi-Fi from your servers to prevent talk between the two networks. You could set up redundant internet connections. You can do this by a PFSync. Another useful thing to set up is a VPN tunnel to your network, allowing you to administrate it remotely without having to forward any ports. As for Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi support on OpenBSD is already limiting, and then host AP support for OpenBSD is even more limiting, so you'll struggle to find any hardware which actually will be able to act as a Wi-Fi AP. And now for further issues, consumer hardware has have really weak antennas, which potentially would cause rather bad performance. However, there was discussions on this on IRC, and there could potentially be a future talk on how to actually do Wi-Fi APs on OpenBSD well. So as for now, the recommendations which I would use for Wi-Fi would be using an embedded Wi-Fi AP because they're designed specifically for this purpose, and using OpenWRT for it. And this is only for the Wi-Fi AP section, so your router will still be OpenBSD. You'd want to preferably separate off your Wi-Fi from other networks using VLANing. WPA is weak. WPA3 is somewhat secure, but overlaying it with a VPN such as WireGuard allows you to be more sure on more secure, a bit more, if possible, you'd probably still want to use Ethernet. It's faster, it's more reliable, and it's more secure, and it's one thing which is still good. Further reading on this, so Book of PF is a great book for learning how to firewall on OpenBSD. Absolute OpenBSD is a good book to learn OpenBSD fundamentals. The man pages for pf.conf, helsing.if, dhcpd.conf, and Unbound and RAD will all allow you to configure your network. And at the bottom is a link to OpenBSD's upstream FAQs on PF, and they actually have a guide on how to do a very basic OpenBSD router. Thank you. For Git.